This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 and the new media production studio hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are grocery delivery apps see record downloads. Twitter has major takedowns of coronavirus-related tweets. T-Mobile has authorized emergency 600 megahertz spectrum and a cyber attack against Health and Human Services websites. I want to welcome you to episode 1430 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, March 16th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We are live today at live.geeknewscentral.com, so make sure you get over there if you want to take a checkout. Or, of course, we're on Facebook Live, we're on Twitter, we're on Twitch, we're on a dozen different places today. So, of course, you can, most of you hang out with me on Facebook, that's fine. Just search for my name, you'll be over there. And, of course, you can join our chat room by going to geeknews.chat or on Slack or on Discord. That's where we're all at. And of course, we want you to visit the Geek News Central website. That's where everything happens. That's where the magic happens. That's where my writers put together great content. You need to get over there. And once you're over there, you can subscribe to the show. And either via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, subscribe on Android, Stitcher by email, or even a standard old RSS feed, which powers podcasting. Of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter on your site. You can listen to the show on blueberry.com or on your smart home device by saying the magic word to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And of course, if you want to reach out to me, you can do so via email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Let's bring my face up forward. Or on Twitter, of course, at Geek News. Partner shows are all included on the website. They're linked to geeknewscentral.com, whether it be GNC Week in Review by our own executive producer, Kirk Corliss, the guest professor with Mr. Don Bain. It's actually Dr. Don Bain. The Pro Gear site written by my team, the new media show co-hosted myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and Podcast Legend Show, which is now largely pod-fated. You can always pick up Ohana Gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. We want you to take time to save money at GoDaddy. All you got to do, again, is go over to the website at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and we have savings galore, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, a $499.com on newer transfer domains for new customers only, or $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again, with a free domain. $12 gets you going. Those are the two best deals in the web space for being able to host a podcast. Or you can try a free trial of GoDaddy website builder. This might be a great time. You never know what's going to happen here over the next week or two with things going on in the space. You just don't know, and we want you to consider putting up a website today. Hey, those of you watching on the live stream, are we loud? Are we clipping today? I've made some changes to everything. I think it might be just a little loud, so I'm going to turn it down just a tad tonight. But hey, everyone, thanks for being here. Of course, thanks to GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor of the podcast. Definitely check them out. Again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Lots of savings there. Lots on my mind. Lots. Got the first beginning of the show totally screwed up. Did you guys notice that? Skipped around too fast. Sometimes that happens. But if you're a new listener of the show, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. And Mike, thanks for saying hello. If you're on Facebook, make sure you check in. So, boy, I tell you, I've been posting some stuff on my Facebook page recently. They've gotten some serious reactions. And the latest one tonight that raised the ire of some folks is talking about China and their culpability and what is really happening here in the United States and the rest of the world. We cannot let that country get a pass for being a hoarder or trying to not allow information to get out about this virus. If we think back, and of course, it's only a few short weeks ago in the scheme of things, when China basically would not allow Western or WHO, World Health Organization officials, into China to look at what was going on with this pandemic. They did their best to keep the information from getting out of China, but it got to the point where it got too big. And quite frankly, what it ended up being is too many dead bodies for it to really go unnoticed. And too many people sick. So China could have really bought us a little more time had they been more open about what's going on. There's no way, no country in the world can prepare for something like this. Don't care what you say. Don't care what your politics are. It doesn't matter who was in office. But it really has become evident here that China is very, in my opinion here, is very culpable here. And they should be made held to account. It's absolute devastation of the stock market. Should not be surprising considering the doom and gloom that's on the news and the doubt and the concern most Americans or most people listening to this show have in the world today. But China could have saved us a little time if they had been more forthcoming with information. It may be not a lot, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But of course, in January, there was only one thing on the mind of most people here in America, and what was on the news, dominating the news, was, of course, the president's trial. So no one was thinking about or looking about what was going on in the rest of the world. We were focused on what was happening here with a few mentions here or there about what was going on in China. So just shows you how some small little things, or maybe big things, can make such a difference here. And I think a lot more people are going to get sick. You're probably sick of hearing it. But, consequences are pretty evident. Even right here where I live, in this small town of Coldwater, Michigan, the Michigan governor today has shut down all restaurants, all sit-in restaurants. You can still go through drive-thrus. So what that means is that one drive-in person is getting more exposure than anybody else because they're having some contact with a credit card being handed in or whatever with the person coming through the drive-thru. So it's not going to be good regardless. And businesses and people that are working hourly, they are. And even people that don't work hourly, people that are, regular, standard employees with a salary, businesses are shutting down, and it's going to get ugly. It already is. I think it's going to get worse. I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. And you may or may not agree with it, but I don't see this thing coming to an end for 4 to 8 weeks. Maybe. I don't want to be a doom and gloom, but maybe we'll get a hold of it. We're going to know in the next 2 weeks how bad this thing is. But the thing I continually, and how does this relate to a tech show? We're going to talk a lot about that tonight. But the thing I continue to contend with is, take me for example. I've been all over. I was in Houston. I was in Florida. I was in Columbus, largely eating out. Getting some Grubhub deliveries, but lots of exposure to lots of different people. No doubt. And have I had exposure? What if I'm one of those folks that is asymptomatic? How do you say it? Asymptomatic, or you know what I mean. I can't speak tonight. You know, what if I've got it? I don't know if I've got it. And I bet you there are tens of thousands of people wandering around this country right now that have it, that don't know they have it. So let's just think about that for a second. So there's 3,000, there's 3,800, 4,200, something like that today. Number's going to go up big this week. So let's say there's five times as many that have had little or few symptoms, little runny nose. I've had a little bit of a runny nose. Maybe a little scratchy throat, but who knows, right? What if that, no fever, nothing else, no aches, except my standard, I'm getting old stuff. So what if I'm one of 20,000 people that have had it or have it, and there's 4,200 confirmed cases. So let's say there's 24,000 people in the United States that's already got it. And let's just do the math here real quick. I think tonight I heard that there had been, sadly, 62 deaths. So let's assume here in the United States right now, we'll use this number. Let's say 24,000. So if 62 people have died, and you take that against 24,000 people, that's a 0.0025 death rate. Now, if we take 62 deaths divided by 4,200, that equals 0.014. That's a huge, huge, huge difference. Huge difference. But we'll never know, right? We'll never know because I've got a little runny nose and maybe just a little bit of a scratchy throat. They're never going to test me unless something else happens. But what if I'm walking around with this? I'm one of the uncounted. And, so is the death rate, and I'm not downplaying this. Don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying this because we really don't know. Is the death rate really as bad as they say it is? Well, I think we're going to find out here very quickly as the testing ramps up. We're going to see how many are truly sick. Maybe if they expand the testing criteria, but I just don't think they are. So how bad is it going to get? Well, for those that have all three symptoms, a sore throat, high temperature, a cough, chest pain, or chest, unable to breathe. I'll have this stuff up later. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. And they get tested, and they turn out to be positive. But, if you don't have three of the three criteria to get tested, if you had two of the three, or one of the three, or none of the three, you just don't know. So we'll see what happens with this. But what's your guys' thoughts? Geeknews@gmail.com. What is your thoughts here? Time will tell. So lots of good comments here. Jody says, they didn't care. I work at Kirkland and all the stuff was made in China. That's true. Lena says, I think you're right, Todd. Mike said, it's your Iron Navy Constitution, Todd. No, I just don't like China. It proves that we're so screwed. We're so stupid. We are so stupid. Raw materials for our pharmaceuticals. I thought it used to be that most of our pharmaceuticals came from India. But it turns out that most of the raw materials for our pharmaceuticals comes from China. How dumb? How dumb are we? How dumb? How stupid are we? So how bad is it going to get? I don't know. Now, call me for a fault Saturday night. I know this little dive bar usually has, like, honestly, it's a big bar, three or four people in it, maybe five. I thought I'd be able to go in, sit down at the end of the bar, have a beer or two, you know, little liquid refreshment, have a little conversation maybe with a few people there, and come home. I got to the, I went into this place, I got to the door, and there's 50 people in this dive bar that I've never seen more than four or five in there before. And I'm like, no. I'm turning around and I'm leaving. Turns out that there was a post-funeral celebration. So I said, well, you know, another dive bar. I went around the corner and it was full. And I said, okay, time to go home. Because I wasn't going to go sit in a place where there was 50 people elbow to elbow. You know, I don't mind taking a little risk, but even for me, that was like, there was no social distancing. It was shoulder to shoulder. And I saw people in there that were, because I did a quick glance and I saw public official, deputy. And I'm thinking, they're not paying attention to what everything's being said. I'm bad enough. I'm going in a place with four or five. This, again, was past Saturday. So now all the bars are closed. All the restaurants, sit-down restaurants are closed. Lockdown has happened even more because me and other people Saturday night decided to go out and have a beer. So, yes, am I part of the problem? I'm guilty. You know, call me guilty. And but the question is, what are you doing? What are you doing? Today, online meetings, people are surprised I kept my schedule. I had a full schedule of meetings and I was meeting on Zoom. And, Mike, the dive bar's closed. The governor shut them up. The state of Michigan shut everything down. All bars are closed. That happened today at 3 o'clock, including restaurants. So now, oh yeah, Elena says, yesterday they said for ulcers, the temperature only has to be 99.6. But normal is what, 98.3? That's what I've been checking my temperature every day. So 99.6. Before, wasn't it 100.4 or something like that? So anyway, number one, China needs to be held accountable. If this, and we need to start looking at America for bringing some of this stuff home where we're not dependent on these folks making threats or not about supplying our pharmaceuticals. I just blow, how do we have a military that would rely on antibiotics? How does this country rely on antibiotics coming from China? I think to a person, we're all kind of like, are we stupid? Are we stupid? So what are you doing? Again, what are you doing? Are you staying at home? I'm just here at the office all day. No one's in the office, just, you know, my little bunker here. It's not a bunker. It's just in a, you know, an office in a strip mall. And I do have, one thing I do have in here is I bought really good filters. I was checking them today, which particulate level I have Matt, and I got really good filters in these things. HEPA quality filters. I'm like, huh. Interesting. I just bought that to keep the dust down. But anyway, my online meetings, people are surprised I kept my schedule. And of course they wanted, instead of talking about what we were going to talk about, they want to talk about 10 minutes about what's going on and the stupidity of people going out and buying toilet paper. Today I had to go pick up a gallon of milk and I wanted two boxes of macaroni and cheese. I needed two bottles of spaghetti sauce, one box of spaghetti noodles. What else did I need? I just didn't need much, like $30, $20, $25, $30 worth of stuff. And I'm watching carts, people driving up to the counter with three carts of stuff. And I'm kind of looking at people. Of course, there's no toilet paper. That's gone. Napkins, gone. paper towels, gone. Nothing in the store. And I'm just like, I got up to the checkout counter, Lisa, so that's the smallest cart I've seen all day. I'm like, I do have some food at home. This is part of my normal pickup of just minor stuff. And she just is like, she says, in about a week, we're going to have a full store of the stuff and no shoppers because everyone's bought their supplies for the next 3 months. And I thought, well, good. So are you staying busy at home? Are you able to concentrate? And Todd, you keep scratching. You catch something. Of course, I'm wiping my nose. But I wash my hands before the show tonight, Dan. So I'm good. I'm good. Mike says, office all day. Wife is taking up extra hours at Target because people are at home taking care of their off-school kids. And Mike, your wife will be the one that'll get COVID-19. Vernon, they actually changed the guidelines today to 99-something. That was part of the update in the their 4 o'clock or whatever it was announcement. So, matter of fact, let's see if I can find it here. And this came from the CDC, and this is the 15 days to slow the spread. Listen to your directions, your state and local authorities. If you still feel, of course, we know this. If you feel sick, stay home. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Do not send them to school. If someone in your household is tested positive, you all have to stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go to school. If you're an older person, stay home and away from people. If you're a person with a serious underlying health condition, of course, be careful. Stay home and away from people. And if you're in a critical industry, if you are a nurse, doctor, police officer, whatever it may be, they tell you to really, really be careful. Don't gather in groups of 10 or more. Again, avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, or food courts. That's already kind of a thing here already. So anyway, these are some new guidelines that were put out. I think we all know this already. We're all pretty much following this stuff. And again, I don't claim to be a doctor. Don't take anything I said worth a crap. Look up your own stuff. I am not a doctor. Don't claim to be. Don't even insinuate I'm trying to set any type of temperature readings. Call your doctor. Call a hotline. But anyway, let's move on here. Everybody, thanks for being here. Make sure you check in and say hello on the chat. Clinton, Dan, Mike, everyone, thanks for being here tonight. And those of you that are listening later, thanks for being here as well. Vernon, thanks for being on. Okay, grocery delivery apps see record downloads amid COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. Half this stuff is not available here in rural America, but I think we can get Walmart food delivery. Not that I will shop at Walmart for food, but this is big. Comparing the average daily downloads in February to yesterday, Instacart, Walmart, Grocery, and Shipit has seen daily downloads surge by 218%, 160%, 124%, respectively. Typically, these apps, except for Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, you almost want to say, why did they pick that word, Shipt? Because it sounds like, tens of thousands to as many as 20,000 downloads per day. But on Sunday, Instacart saw more than 38,500 downloads. Walmart Grocery saw near 54,000. And Shipt saw 7,285. So huge uptake. And I think it's very important here. If you are a older person, maybe you can use this. And if not, pick up the groceries at the curb. So, Mike, he says, I'm surprised that we're not working remotely when we can at this point. If your employer has not went to remote work at this point, shame on them. So are you using these services? That's the question. Are you using these services? Twitter has taken down coronavirus tweets from John McAfee, some surprise, surprise, and David Clark and others. So what exactly did they say? In one, Clark linked to an article about bars and restaurants being ordered to close because of the novel coronavirus and added, "Time to rise up and push back. Bars and restaurants should defy the order. Let the people decide if they want to go out." And here is the problem that I think we're going to have. I think until they close the bars, people are going to go out. In another, he encouraged people to get back to reasonableness and stop buying toilet paper. And a third removed tweet suggested people take to the streets. Well, I don't think he was so bad in saying stop buying toilet paper. If you need toilet paper, you need toilet paper. But there is always this cool thing. It's called a bucket and water. If you've ever traveled to a third world country and ever had to use a bucket to wash your ass, it's not a big deal. It really isn't. It really isn't. You do it in the shower already, right? And there's a cool thing called soap. I know. But anyway, some folks weren't happy with some of these tweets. Don't even know what McAfee said. I'm sure he was trying to get you to buy some kookiness of some sort of something that'll help you cure yourself. Did you hear about in South Korea, another church was spraying people's mouths with salt water because that was supposedly the thing to cure coronavirus, and one of the attendees was positive, and as a result of their ridiculousness, they had 54 of their congregation come down with coronavirus because they thought that salt water, who in their right minds? Are they that stupid? Come on now. If you want to try something to help protect yourself, that's great. Don't cause others to be hurt. If you want to believe salt water, if you want to believe salt water is going to help you cure coronavirus, then you can take that, but don't make other people sick because of it. Are they idiots? How stupid are they? My goodness. Mike says, I don't understand how telling people to stop overbuying toilet paper is a bad thing, but inciting with collective numbers stands and is, if you tell people to go out and riot in the streets, probably not necessarily good. But here's interesting. According to Bloomberg, a cyber attack hit a U.S. health agency amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department suffered a cyber attack on its computer systems, part of what people familiar with the incident called a campaign of disruption and disinformation that was aimed at undermining response to the coronavirus pandemic and may have been the work of a foreign actor. Who? China? Iran? Russia? We're aware of cyber incidents related to the Health and Human Services computer networks, and the federal government is investigating this incident thoroughly. John Yulut, spokesman for the National Security Council, said in a statement, HHS and the federal government cybersecurity professionals are continuously monitoring, taking appropriate action to secure our federal networks. He said HHS and federal networks are functioning normal at this time. If they find North Korea, China, Russia, or any of these bad actors in some of these countries, that, my friends, at this time, is an act of war. How can we stand for this? At some point, we have to say enough is enough. Of course, stock market's in the tank. So who's buying stock? The Chinese. You know, their stock market's only down about 1.5%. Makes you go, doesn't it? Again, that was, again, a couple days ago, so I don't know where it's at right now. So someone maybe on the live stream can look at this. Lena says, they use the same spray bottle on members without properly disinfecting the nozzle. A lot of idiots, right? Jody says, in Florida, the airports have had a lot of family visitors. They couldn't keep up with the people. Hey, Florida, they're down there going to get the most out of their vacation. I don't blame them, right? But amid the pandemic, T-Mobile has gotten emergency access to Dish Network 600 megahertz spectrum. The FCC has granted a 60-day access to 600 megahertz spectrum controlled by Dish and Comcast. T-Mobile borrowed the spectrum in the 600 megahertz band. Dish, Comcast, and other companies to boost mobile bandwidth during the coronavirus pandemic. The FCC yesterday granted T-Mobile temporary authority to use the spectrum for the next 60 days, and they said turning it on immediately because everyone's working from home and everyone needs data. You know, I haven't seen a slowdown today where this looks like we're sticking on the stream pretty good. But good, nice to see these companies doing some interaction. I'm going to have a variety of coronavirus stuff sprinkled in tonight. It's just, that's what the news is plagued with. But moving on to a more interesting topic, the New York City subway new tap to pay system has a hidden cost. Rider data. So you use your phone, tap the thing to pay for your fare. A company called Omni will collect a significant amount of information from riders, including smartphone devices, identifiers, and location. So in New York City's subways and buses, you can, you'll be tracked where you're going, where you're paying. Based on the limited information about the system made public in its terms of service and privacy policy, the collection of a significant amount of information for users, including smartphone devices, identifiers, and location, which coupled with the payment transportation data could be used to map out riders' patterns of life in minute detail and create a privacy nightmare. Well, it's no worse than you turning on location data to Google. And is everywhere you walk, it tracks where you walk, where you stops, how long you stayed. Come on now. I've told y'all, turn off that Google location data. And it has a funny way of sneaking back on. Turn it off today. And I guarantee in about a week, go check it again. And you're going to find some app asked for location data. And you said yes and turned it on for the whole system. And once again, you're being tracked by Google. Don't think so? Go check your phones right now. I bet you 50% of you that listen to the show that has turned off location data tracking by Google, I bet it's turned back on and tracking you. It's almost impossible to keep it off. And when the apps say, hey, let me track you all the time or only when in use, I force those apps to only use it when the app is in use. So for Uber and for all these apps that require your location to deliver you or pick you up, don't only allow them to track you when the app is in use. Okay, many of you are at home. You might be getting bored. So I hope you got plenty of alcohol because, you know, there's not going to be a lot much else to do but drink and watch movies, right? Wine, beer. But you should be drinking a lot of water, of course. But the best streaming service you can subscribe to right now, there's a good buyer's guide. Maybe you want to add Disney Plus on for a few weeks, turn on Hulu, you know, HBO Now, you know, all those little things. You can turn those on at least for this period so that you can, you know, keep yourself entertained. Switching gears here completely, a little space news. Jupiter's red spot may be shrinking, but its thickness is steady. Reports of the alien cyclone impending death is exaggerated. So we haven't talked about that great spot, red spot, in a long time, but someone kicked up the article and put it up on space.com. At the same time, NASA's working with university teams to develop tiny tech for space trips. So under its Artemis program, the agency is thinking about small, thinking small by working to support the development of tiny robots and satellites. They announced they'll collaborate with 9 university teams to develop satellite technologies related to navigation, propulsion, and measurement of heat transfer in small machines. The agency did not specify the launch dates for satellites, and not all of them will necessarily go to space, but the overall goal is to help blaze a trail for a future crewed mission back to the moon. I bet you the coronavirus doesn't survive there. Again, if you're stuck at home watching TVs, here's some streaming devices. I know I talked to someone the other day, said, I don't have a streaming device. And I said, what? And they didn't really know what to buy. And I said, just buy the Fire TV stick or the Netflix stick, either one of those. Relatively inexpensive, $39, $40. They're on sale often for like $29. Get one. I like the Roku streaming stick myself. The Roku streaming stick plus. That's a great one to have. Apple TV 4K is on the high end. But anyway, so that's, you know, consideration for you if you don't have a streaming stick already. For those of you that are concerned about the environment completely, I think we all should be. How many have Legos? At my house in Hawaii, literally, there are probably 5,000 to 10,000 Legos that are boxed up. And, you know, those things, besides making you scream when you step on one, are a very hard plastic. And they're saying that Lego bricks could linger up to 1,300 years in the ocean. So there's a new study that sheds light on how certain types of plastics can live on in a marine environment. First of all, Legos should never make it to the ocean. And you should be taking all the Legos that you have and trading those down or giving those to some 5-year-old, you know, to 13 or whatever age range it is that like to play with Legos. Some of us adults play with the bigger Lego packages, right? You know, those should be handed down to, you know, people that grow into them. So anyway, it wasn't just Legos they looked at. They looked at a variety of other plastics as well. And I don't think it should be too surprising. NBC Universal is going to release a new movie online to rent because of coronavirus. The Trolls World Tour will be the first movie you can rent on demand online the same day as its theatrical release, as cinemas close in the pandemic. Breaking news. Jody says down from Florida. She says, oh, my husband bumped. They closed the gym until 1st of April. He is not a happy camper. I'm not surprised. If any place coronavirus is going to live, it's going to be at the gym. And Jody says, I'm drinking my Bud Light. Love you, cuz. Jody, we have to get you off Bud Light. I'm sorry, that should not qualify as beer. If I drink any Bud product across my lips, it gives me an instant headache. And Bud Light, come on. Start drinking something great like Miller Lite. I know half of you that are watching this, listening to the show right now just cringe because I know probably don't consider Miller Lite to be a good beer either. What can I say? Anyway, NBC Universal is going to release this new movie, and it's not the first, or it will not be the only one. There's others. We'll report on that here in a few minutes. How many of you use WhatsApp? WhatsApp may be introducing self-destructing messages soon. Naturally, be able to set a timer for when the message is deleted. Does it truly delete it? Or can the federal government come in with a search warrant and ask for the WhatsApp chat history? I just don't believe that they're going to be deleting stuff in WhatsApp. They're a Facebook company. Come on. They save everything. Huh. Well, what say you? Do you think they're really getting rid of this? Or is it just not visible to be seen? Next article is kind of a weird one. It came in here today. I don't know how Kirk found this, but Amazon stopped selling most editions of Hitler's Mein Kampf, report says. Other Nazi authored books will also reportedly be banned. Amazon banning the sale of most editions of Adolf Hitler's political manifesto and other Nazi author's book on its site, according to a report from The Guardian on Monday. The change comes after decades of campaigning by Holocaust charities. Recent sellers of Nazi-authored books, including Mein Kampf, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, were informed they would be prohibited to do so, according to the report. Secondhand copies and some mainstream editions of Hitler's books are also no longer allowed to be sold at Amazon. According to an email seen by The Guardian, some Kindle ebook editions have been deleted. Amazon is still allowing the sale of more reputable editions. What's the difference? As a bookseller, we provide customers access to a variety of viewpoints, including titles that serve an important educational role in understanding and preventing anti-Semitism, an Amazon spokesman said in an email on Monday. All retailers make decisions about what selections they choose to offer, and we do not take selection decision lightly. Holocaust charities reported being working since 1990s to get the books removed, but Amazon reportedly kept the content, citing free speech and education in terms of understanding differing viewpoints. So, interesting. This is a book that I'm sure 99% of us have not read. The question then is this the same as like burning books? It is a freedom of speech thing. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say. Geeknews@gmail.com. T-Mobile has expanded its 5G offering to 7 more cities. Those cities are Folly Beach, South Carolina, Lanaconing, Maryland, Old Fort, North Carolina, Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania, Mercerburg, Pennsylvania, Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, Tallahoo, Louisiana. So that's more than 5, but I guess it's in some areas. Oh, 7 more cities, excuse me. So if you're in one of those cities, you now have T-Mobile 5G. You may not have a 5G phone, though. All right, you're working from home. It's hard to work from home. You have to get up, get dressed, take a shower. Do that again. You get up, take a shower, get dressed, and you have to work. But there's lots of distractions at home, especially if the kids are home. This is going to be very, very hard for many of you that are working from home. I know that for me, I almost have to go somewhere else. But libraries are closed. That's not an option. So you're going to have to power through. So I like Zoom a lot. They recommend Zoom here. There's something called Butterfly. It helps you relax. GroupMe might be a good one. I like Slack instead of GroupMe per se. Keep your hands in shape with acupressure. So if you're using your keyboard a lot, there's also a 7-minute workout app and try to get some sleep cycles. And I think in this time, all of us, based on what's going on in the world, should try to get 1 to 2 hours more sleep every evening. I think it's just good insurance. This is not the time that you want your body. Your body's already stressed of all this stuff that's going on. Turn the news off and go to bed, because the news will be there in the morning. Get a couple extra hours of sleep. And yes, drinking a few beers probably isn't helping either, but that might relax you and let you sleep a little longer. So get some extra sleep. It's going to help you keep healthy so that you don't catch this stupid thing. Or if you do, you can have enough power to fight it off. Can't go into the battle tired. I've always used to say, and this is something I learned when I was in the Navy, you get your sleep when you can. And we took every advantage of any type of downtime to get some sleep. I would be in the airplane working a mission. We would come off track. We'd get out of the combat zone. And if I could, I would turn my chair, put a hoodie over my head, lean the seat back, and try to get 30 minutes. Just a little combat nap. So get it when you can. Get sleep when you can. So this keeps the stress down. Helps you get a little more extra, keep your energy up. And it'll help you stay concentrating when you're working at home to put in a good solid 8. may take you 10 with the kids to get 8 hours in, but you've got the flexibility of not having to drive back and forth to work. But it's hard to stay concentrated when you work from home. So just get a little extra sleep. I think it's going to help you. Microsoft to hold Office press event on March 30th. So this normally happens in New York, but with the coronavirus going on, they're going to have an online digital event. I've been getting hit up to sponsor online digital events for podcasting. And, you know, I don't know, an in-person event, everyone's there. The focus is concentrated. You're not going to have to worry about, you know, distractions. But in these virtual events, hey, pop in, watch for 15 minutes, you know, the dog barks, the doorbell rings, the toilet gets flushed. You don't keep this concentration on these virtual events. I just don't think virtual events are as valuable. What, you know, what say you? Do you think virtual events, virtual conferences are good? Do you get something out of them? Do you get value out of a virtual event? I really kind of want to hear from you all, because I'm really not a big fan of virtual events. I handed a virtual event sponsor package or something. It's like, good Lord, this is just as much as an in-person event. And I just don't think the value is there. I think the pricing should have been like a fifth. After all, what's the cost to do a virtual event? Run on StreamYard or you run on Zoom? Even when I was doing the 24-hour podcast thing, people were in and out all the time watching the live stream. They'd come in for 35, 45 minutes. Boom, they were gone. Usually during the breaks when there would be sponsor messages and that kind of stuff, boom, they're gone. They're not engaged. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Apple is reportedly making a 5.5-inch entry-level iPhone. And, of course, they were already rumored to release a 4.7-inch model. But apparently there's some more evidence found in iOS 14 by 9to5 Mac, so that they would soon release a 4.7-inch, and the 5.5-inch screen will presumably reuse the iPhone 8 Plus design. So we'll see. The new 4.7 will expect to be priced at $399. And it's unclear what the pricing of the 5.5-inch model will be, but previous size Plus phones cost about $100 more compared to the 4.7. So we'll keep our eye out on this. Well, Discord was the first company to be affected by all the people being online. And do people do business on Discord, or were more people just playing? Kids on Discord doing their, you know, gaming chat. But apparently Discord experienced an outage that made many servers unavailable. And so it must be Discord was having some challenges. Lasted about an hour because they had to spin up some more servers. Amazon will be happy about that. Microsoft says it hits its goal of 1 billion devices running Windows 10. So this original milestone has been reached. That's pretty impressive. Windows 10 running across 200 countries is resulting in more than 1 billion active Windows 10 devices. Take that, Apple. Microsoft had been planning to get Windows 10 running on a billion devices within 3 years of its release, but the company extended that timeline after Windows Phone failed to challenge iOS and Android. The milestone comes less than 5 years after the original release and less than 6 months after Microsoft hit 900 million devices. So Windows 10 is now the only operating system at the heart of over 80,000 models and configurations of different laptops and two-in-ones from over 1,000 different manufacturers. That's pretty impressive. You wonder why Microsoft still is making the money that they do. Uber is offering 14 days of financial assistance to the drivers with COVID-19 and those placed in quarantine by public health authority. My daughter is driving for Uber. I don't know if she's doing it right now. She was kind of complaining to me the other day. She was worried about this whole thing and shutdowns, and she's going to be one of those folks that is going to be laid off here directly. I'm almost positive of it when Hawaii gets to the point that they've gotten to here in the mainland, if it does. Mike says a portion of our South Chicago cop Discord sends his kids to a nice private school. It's a solid tool when you have a niche market just like anything else. And also Mike says the key to have engaging speakers that don't bore people of PowerPress to death. And he says, we'll learn the value of virtual events now, won't we? Yeah, I think we will. A South Chicago cop discord sends his kid to a nice private school. Interesting. Well, anyway, the folks, Uber drivers are going to be, they're going to proportion what they get paid based on their average earnings per day. So they're going to look at what they make, have been making, and that's what they're going to pay them. They receive up to $1,700, which will help those drivers that are that get COVID-19. Seagate's Xbox Series X storage card has one terabyte of space, but no price. And they're saying expect the removable SSD to be costly. Of course, it's going to come in a little special cartridge. You're going to pay five times what it actually cost, I'm sure, until someone comes up with a third-party market drive. YouTube is going to temporarily increase automated content in moderation. The automated system removes some videos without human review during the outbreak. Apparently, they're not going to have as many people at work. They're trying to reduce the need for employees and contractors to come into the office. Why can't they work from home, YouTube? Is it they can't log in? You have to be on the intranet to do that? Huh. YouTube admits that this could lead to increased video removals, including some videos that do not violate its policies. So potentially removing valid videos might not go over well. YouTube won't issue strikes on the content unless it's clearly in violation. Creators can appeal the content takedown. YouTube warns, though, that our workforce precautions will also result in delayed appeal reviews. This may become more common in the weeks ahead. Earlier today, Google told developers that the Play Store app reviews may also be delayed. Ruh-roh. Apple's also offering to extend return period due to store closures. They'll accept returns 2 weeks after a store is reopening. So if you have bought a product and the Apple store in your area is shut down, you will have an additional 2 weeks to return. I would call them as well. The return policy excludes contracted iPhones, United States, Canada, Japan, Australia, and carrier finance devices in the United States. As for repairs, Apple says working to complete all repairs, and if a device is awaiting parts or is ready for pickup, an employee will be in touch. Apple stores have kept some staff available for customers to pick up devices on March 15th or 16th. Devices ordered for in-store pickup prior to when stores close can also be picked up between March 15th and 16th. So if you need a new computer, you're going to have to order it online and have it delivered to the house. iOS 14 code confirms that Apple is planning an iPhone 9 Plus with an A13 as a larger version of the rumored entry-level model. We just talked about that. Double article. Apologize. Mint Mobile is giving out free data for the next month amid COVID-19. Oh, I should also admit T-Mobile is doing some of the same things. They're waiving data overage charges, some other stuff. So if you're a T-Mobile user, keep an eye on that. Uber Eats has waived delivery fees for over 100,000 independent restaurants. Restaurants of all sizes can opt in to daily payments rather than weekly billing. So that's good. There is no Uber Eats here in this town. But with all these restaurants being closed, not be able to have sit-in, please, if you can, and if you're not laid off and you can afford to order from these small restaurants, this is how we're going to keep these folks from going out of business, really. So if you're in an area they can order in, please do so. Let's keep these businesses serving food and keep some of its employees on staff employed. With movie theaters shut down, Universal Pictures to stream new release of films on Prime Video, iTunes, and more. And so they're gonna cut loose stuff on release day as well, which is good. If you can afford it, Tesla started delivering the Model Y. So Tesla's Model Y is reaching buyers roughly a year after its debut. The company has followed up numerous buy reports by confirmed deliveries of electric crossover are officially underway. It's not clear just how many vehicles are en route at this stage, but snowbay, the initial orders revolve around pricier long-range and performance configuration. Standard range models won't show until 2021. The Model Y shares a lot in common with the Model 3 sedan, but it's arguably more reasonably priced than the Model X. You don't get the X's performance, more elaborate in-cabin tech, or those signature falcon wing doors, but you do get consumer room. I don't even know how much the Y costs, to be honest with you. Is it $80,000 instead of $120,000? Also, if you've been laid off, heads up. Heads up. Amazon will hire 100,000 workers to keep up with the surge in demand and will temporarily increase pay for employees, but in the United States, by $2 per hour. Marty says, it will be interesting to see what all the folks at home, if systems start to crash, as some are not as robust as corporate systems. What do you think, Todd? So it will be interesting with all the folks at home if systems start to crash. I think the internet service providers are going to have challenges. You know, when people really, if this thing really holds out and we're all working from home, I think that the internet is going to be, and all the kids at home, same thing happened in Italy. The internet got slow because all the kids were doing Minecraft and doing gaming and the parents are trying to work during the same hours. So we'll see what happens with these systems. I think we're going to see more news stories. But the good thing is, the cloud will scale. If you know, like our system, we have it set up so that if we see a surge in uploads coming into our system, we put on more servers. We scale automatically. It just adds capacity until the surge is over. Then it downscales. And as long as that extra capacity is there, we can scale up or scale down to what we need. That's our internal systems that we've done. You know, we spent a lot of time putting that in place because, you know, there's times I was like, hey, the systems act a little slow. And turns out that the server was like at 90% capacity and, you know, barely keeping up and ready to keel over. So we put in the capacity so that it gets to a certain point, it triggers another instance being launched. Doom, 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 doom. And we can handle a surge in traffic coming into our sites. It took us a while to get there because, you know, we're just a small team. But if we can do it, these companies that are running these business apps should have the same thing in place. But going back to the Amazon article, if you're looking for a temp job because you've been laid off, this might be an opportunity, especially if you live near a warehouse. And heck, you might get some extra exercise during the temporary time that they're going to have extra people on. Also, LG's new V60 ThinQ 5G launches on March 20th for $799 at T-Mobile. And of course, the final article of tonight, basically, remember, my team is doing great things on geeknewscentral.com, writing great articles, talking about Amazon being sold out, talking about Verify Clarivis with California and COVID-19 screening, talking about Apple's response to COVID-19, goes on and on and on. And so definitely get over to geeknewscentral.com and check stuff out. We definitely want you to continue to support our sponsor. You got some extra time, right? You can't go out in the evenings. You're staying at home. You've caught up on Netflix. You've done everything you can think of. And now you're like, what am I going to do tonight? Well, it's time to get creative. Maybe start a podcast. Maybe start a website. Maybe think about a new online business. This is going to give you this extra time. This time you're not spending in the car, the time you're not at the gym. Your kids are going to be driving you crazy. So you're going to want to go in a room and close the door. Let them just go nuts, do their own thing. And you have some creative time and think about picking up a product or service from GoDaddy, starting up a business. If you need a podcast, I get a promo code on geeknewscentral.com to do that as well, to host your media. So maybe this is a time to do something. Maybe take an online course. That's a good time for some education. But don't forget our sponsor. And if you're still on the payroll and still getting a paycheck, definitely appreciate your ongoing support here by becoming an insider at geeknesscentral.com/insider. Those of you who've been laid off, we're here for you, baby. We'll do what we can do during this time, and we'll all ride this thing together and If you're in desperate needs of some job, something to do, let me know. And we'll see if we can put the word out on the show. Maybe we can find some temp work for you during this period through the audience here and put the word out and do a little networking. So again, geeknews@gmail.com is the email address, geeknews@gmail.com. Again, it's the address. We appreciate you all for being here, being part of the family. Thanks for everyone on Facebook tonight. John, thanks for being here. Lena, Marty, everyone, thanks for being on. Anyway, it's been fun being with you tonight. Hope we've give you some value, some things to think about. How many of you think, and then we don't, if you're a hypochondriac, please don't respond to this. How many of you think you have coronavirus but don't have all the symptoms to go get tested? That's a curious question. Have you done anything about it? Or are you like, I don't know, I don't care? Or are you self-quarantining? What are you doing? There's got to be someone in the audience that's worried. You know, I've definitely thought about it. I'm like, I feel fine. Just a little runny nose. So, you know, some post-nasal drip going on. So I'm not really got a cough, but it just makes you wonder, huh? Doesn't it? So how many think you have it, but yet haven't gotten tested? And if you do, do that deep breath test. That's one thing you can do. Make sure you hold your breath for 15 seconds without gagging or coughing. If you can't do that, call your doctor. All right, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Geekness Central family. I'll be back here with you on Thursday. I'm sure the world had flipped on its head 10 times already. And if you know where the toilet paper is being sold, let me know. I don't need any. I'm good. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.